And I was driving. We was going to Jamestown, Tennessee. And I was driving. And I was having a good time. I know where I was going. He didn't. And so right there at the bottom of the mountain, I give her a little bit of gas. And he grabbed a hold of that handle on the side of his door right there. And he said, "Oh, Lord." And he shut his eyes, Brother Broughton. And when we got to the top of the mountain, he got out of his only fat. He said, "Thank you, Jesus. Look here. He's been he's done right since." I just took that as a... You have your Bibles, turn with me to the book of 2 Chronicles chapter 14 and hold your fingers right there for just a minute. I'll not be very long. I'll give you this thought. Get out of the way. I want to read a verse out of the book of Hosea, chapter 10. Look with me here. The Bible says, "Sow yourselves in righteousness and reap in mercy. Break up your fallow ground, for it is time to seek the Lord till he come and rain righteousness upon you." Turn with me to the book of 2 Chronicles and hold your fingers there. Just a minute, I'll be right there with you in look with me here in verse 2. The Bible says, "And Asa did that which was good and right in the eyes of the Lord his God, for he took away the altars of the strange gods and the high places and break down the images and cut down the groves and commanded Judah to seek the Lord God of their fathers and to do the law and the commandment. Also he took away out of all the cities of Judah the high places and the images, and the kingdom was quiet before him, and he built fenced cities in Judah. For the land had rest, and he had no war in those days, because the Lord had given him rest. Therefore he said unto Judah, Let us build these cities, and make about them walls and towers and gates and bars, while the land is yet before us, because we have sought the Lord our God. We have sought him, and he hath given us rest on every side. So they built and prospered." Let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, Lord, we come to you this morning. Lord, we need you. Father, we're unable in our strength to preach the Word of God. And Father, we realize, Lord, that our need of you and the Holy Spirit to minister here and to work. Father, I pray, God, that you might give me the very words you have me to speak this morning, speak through me. Help me to be a help to somebody here. And Lord, when that's all said and done, I'll thank you for what you've done, for what you're going to do. Go with us again, I beg you, Lord, to help me, strengthen me. For it's in Jesus' name I pray. And amen. Look with me here in this text. You can see that, you know the story here of verse 21 there says that Abijah waxed mighty and married 14 wives and begat 20 and 2 sons and 16 daughters and the rest of the, and you know the story here of how his son succeeded him here in this kingdom. And here was, here was a man that realized the need of seeking the Lord there in that nation. And I believe here was a fellow that really realized the need of that. I don't believe that here in the state of Kentucky that we have I thank God he's still calling preachers. I believe it. I believe as long as we're here, he's gonna call preachers to preach the Word of God. I believe that, don't you? I believe that, I thank God he's still calling men to preach. And I still think that we can come together here in Madisonville, Brother Benny, and gather around the Word of God in the songs of Zion, and we can rejoice in that, and it's all good, ain't it? But I don't believe that our problem in America is that. I don't believe we have a lack of preachers, and I don't believe we have a lack of church houses. And I don't believe we have a lack of singers. And I don't believe we have a lack of the Bible in our country. I mean, I understand that this King James Bible is under attack. And I believe that if they can get it out of the nation, they will do it in a minute. But that ain't the problem, because you can still get them.
Right.
But what we do have in our nation is a lack of people that Junior Smith that are actually seeking God this morning. I believe that, don't you? Yeah. Here in this text, we begin to see the need of a nation. Well, here he says that Asa said, Asa did that which was good and right in the eyes of the Lord his God, for he took away the altars of the strange gods And I could stop right there and preach for a half an hour on getting rid of the strange gods in America. I mean, we got some strange gods, haven't we? You take it ain't long till UK kicks off Friday night, and he'll be a strange god. They're going to bounce him down the court and pitch him in a hole. And it's ever Sunday, you can't have a church service on Sunday if the Wildcats is playing, or you can't have a revival meeting if the Wildcats is playing. It's a strange god, ain't it? Amen. Look here. You can't have church on Sunday evening for a car race. Some man wants to drive a car 200 miles an hour. Well, that's all right if you do. But look here. What I'm telling you is it ain't no sense of making a god out of that thing. We got some strange gods. But I don't want to get balled up there. But what I want you to see here is that Asa, he said, where he took away the altars of the strange gods and high places, break down the images, and cut down the groves. And he commanded Judah to seek the Lord God of their fathers and to do the law in the commandment. Yeah. I could stop right there. Yeah. Do you know, is all right, look here, do you know our nation is the most wicked nation on the face of the earth? Did you know that? I believe that you could say that used to, when I was a boy, they used to show National Geographic, and you know I used to think of them was wicked nations over there in the jungles over there. People painted up and earrings all over the head. But I notice now that I don't have to go to National Geographic to see that. We're in a wicked nation. And so what I'm getting at is here is because of the shape of our nation. And I don't want to get into politics because I get mad. But listen to me, understand me today, that our nation is as wicked as Sodom and Gomorrah ever dared to be. Ain't it? You don't have a nation that will murder as many babies as has been murdered. You know what I can imagine in my mind? Your neighbors, if you had a neighbor next door to you that would go in their house and a man would beat his wife to death, and that you would stop and let that go on. But in our nation, Mickey Winters, people are walking down the street chewing gum and a helpless baby being murdered inside of a building next to them. And you know what? We all walk right on down the road and never think a thing about it. 4,000 a day is murdered in the womb in the United States. Wow. Every day. Every day. 4,000 souls. Yeah. Souls. I'm not talking about dogs. I'm talking about souls.
Right.
Yeah. Wicked.
Wicked.
Right. Every thought of our imagination in America just runs on wicked. Doesn't it?
Yeah, sure.
If the filth of the world.
Yeah.
Our moral code is judged by Hollywood. Yeah. Look here, understand. Look here, whatever. If Hollywood says it's cool, it's cool.
Yeah.
When you say preacher, that ain't right. Yes, it is right.
Yes, it is.
When I was a little boy, I wanted to be John Wayne.
Yeah.
Amen. Now they want to be something else. They don't know what it is, but they want to be that. Hey, what I'm getting at is this right here, is our nation is one of the most ungodly nations that has ever been on the face of the earth. Our military, they used to be the strongest in the world. We can't go to a third world country and slap a dictator in his mouth and make him shut up. Can we? We used to be the strongest nation in the face of the earth. If our president told you to shut up and sit down, you shut up and you sit down or face the consequences. I'm coming to a point right here. Here, we see in this text right here that we can see what happens to a nation that doesn't seek God. Look with me here in 2 Chronicles, and flip over to any Bibles to 2 Chronicles chapter 15. It says here in verses 2 through 6, he said, "And he went out to meet Asa and said unto him, Hear ye me, Asa, and all Judah and Benjamin, the Lord is with you while you be with him. If you seek him, he will be found of you, but if you forsake him, he will forsake you. Now for a long season Israel hath been without the true God and without a teaching priest and without law. When they, in their trouble, did turn unto the Lord God of Israel and sought him, he was found of them. In those days there was no peace in him that went out nor to him that came in, but great vexation were upon the inhabitants of the countries, and the nation was destroyed of nation, and city of city, for God did vex him with all adversity. That tells you what happens to a nation. Ain't that right? We're being destroyed from within. They come over here from Mexico. Look here, they can pack off, back to me and Brother Sister talked about this morning. They can carry a tractor and trailer load of dope across that border every day, and they can't, what they catch is a tenth of it. It ain't even a drop in a bucket to it. Okay, look here. If they can do that, they can carry anything else they want to across that border, and they are. Don't be a fool. They ain't carrying. They ain't running a pharmacy across that border. They're carrying anything else you want to across that border. What I'm getting at is this right here: is that our nation is beginning to suffer because of the weakness that's in it.
Right. Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
You see, righteousness exalteth a nation, but sin is a reproach to any people. And it is. You see, our nation could very well go down the tubes. This election cycle, look here, hey, and I don't care who you vote for, if that's the best that we've got to run, we ain't got much. I mean, they ain't neither one of them. They ain't neither one of the major party candidates that is fit that you would let babysit your kid. Amen. Look here, that's the best that we got, Mickey Winters, to run for a public office in our nation, the highest office in our land. We want that to lead our nation for the next 4 or 8 years. That's where we're at. Listen. You say, preacher, what are you getting at? I can tell you this morning that because of that, our nation needs to seek God. We need to seek God. Do you know something? We've reduced seeking God. It's about like we have these cell phones that we've got. We go through McDonald's, we want instant gratification. We want if they ain't got it ready, by the time we get around to the window, we're mad. If we ain't got it right on the spot, we assume that because we get up in the morning, wake up in the morning, say one of these willy-nilly prayers, while we rub the sleep out of our eyes. You know what I mean?
Yes, sir.
Somehow or another, that takes care of it. I can tell you how weak our prayer lives are. Y'all don't want to know. In Pulaski County, over there where I live, they was going to run booze in on us. So all the Baptist churches, good ones, we had special prayer meetings to keep it dry. Did we not?
We did.
Right.
We did.
Guess what?
Yeah.
It's wet as it can get over there. You can't get no wetter. What am I telling you for? If something happened and broke down, we didn't get a hold of God on that behalf of that.
Yeah.
Did we?
Yes.
You see, Daniel tells us over in the book of Daniel, I've got to hurry. Daniel chapter 9. Bible tells us over there of a man named Daniel. You all know the story, Daniel chapter 9. The Bible tells over there that he began to fast and began to seek God. Began to hunt for some answers of why things was like they are. I can tell you why our nation is, why it's like it is. It's because everybody is doing what is right in their own eyes. What thus saith the word of God is what you're going to have to go by. It ain't funny sometimes, is it?
No.
I can say amen when he's preaching on you,
yeah.
But when he gets the book on me, you know what I have to say? Whoa, it's me. Look here. It ain't so much fun, is it, Mickey?
No.
This, what I'm telling you, is that sometimes the Bible says over there, you remember over there in the book of Chronicles over there, when they found the word of God? You found the book, the chief and the priest went in there, and they said, we found the book. They begin to read the book, and they begin to see where it was short at. Daniel over in Daniel chapter 9, he began to read the book. He understood by the book of Jeremiah over why the nation of Israel was where it was at. He began to fast and to pray and to seek and get a hold of God. God answered his prayers.
Amen.
Now, I don't want you to get this. I'm going to get done. You know, we want to seek God. We want to be a righteous people. We want to get right with God to a certain point. I believe to a certain point, we want to get right with God. To a certain point. You know what I mean? We want to come to the house of God. We want a few songs. We want an encouraging message. We want to go out feeling better than we did when we got there. We want to have a little form and fashion prayer. But you know what? Really getting down to business is seeking God. I just don't see it. I just don't see it. Do you? What do you mean? Listen, it's been a long time in Baptist churches, in any Baptist church, since I've heard anybody at all that come to an altar and shed any real tears for anybody and didn't care for who was sitting in the audience could listen to them pray for. Mickey Winters, when I was a boy at Cedar Grove Baptist Church, it didn't make no difference if you were sitting on the front row and your mother or daddy, either one was on the altar praying. Look here. It was more encouraged at least to call your name to the Lord in prayer. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, right.
Nowadays, we don't want nobody to know we got sinners in our family.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yep. Amen. Can I tell you something? If America don't get off of her high horse, the old saying is, and seek God.
Seek God.
I mean, get a hold of God. See, preacher, why would I do that? America's doomed. Go back to verse 1 of that. And it tells you there in verse 1, I didn't read that verse. But it tells you there that things were quiet in the land for how many years? For 10 years. There's some of these kids in this room that in 10 years will be adults. Some of them in less than 10 years will come to the age of accountability where the Lord will deal with them about their soul. 10 years is a long time. There's a lot of things that can happen in 10 years. I'm not saying God ain't going to judge America because he has to. But if you could get a hold of God and it stayed me off for just a few years, wouldn't it be good to see him little fellas get old enough to get saved and get saved before he comes? That's what I'm talking about this morning. Seek God. Hey, I'm done. May God help you.
Good, George.